Channel traffickers brag migrants guaranteed residency, UK never send you back. By Virginia Hale on January 10, 2019. Criminal people traffickers are telling would-be illegal migrants they are almost guaranteed residency in Britain because authorities never send people back, an investigation has revealed. An Afghan man called Anam, who bragged about having helped 300 third world migrants break into Britain, told undercover reporters he could set up a speedboat crossing from mainland Europe to Great Britain for just £6,000 per person or, for the lower cost of £2,500 a head, organize a trip in a three-person dinghy. Really, you just cross the water. Then if police catch you, no problem, they never send you back, boasted Anam, who was introduced to journalists through two Afghans who had promised them the 28-year-old fixer will get your man to England. In footage captured for The Sun on a hidden camera, Anam promised traffickers would find a boat for reporters' hypothetical would-be migrant friend, and the Afghan explained that rather than paying for the journey through him, money for the crossing fee should be handed to the owner of an Indian restaurant based in London. Smugglers based in Britain who never give you their real names procure the vessels and organize illegal aliens' trips across the English Channel, he added, explaining that his role in the operation just consisted of passing customers onto the gangs. The British tabloid says it opened the investigation after tip-offs about the presence of a people smuggling mafia in Calais, France, consisting of Afghans and armed Kurds. Reports published at the end of last month about hundreds of third world migrants living in a makeshift camp located about a mile from the Calais docks revealed that dangerous Afghan trafficking gangs were controlling illegals' access to the French coast. Iranians living at the site, who vowed to do whatever it takes to enter Britain because English people are very good and not as racist as the French, revealed that people smugglers armed with guns and swords were making illegal immigrants fearful. These accounts were at odds with the claims of the hard-left Morning Star newspaper, which insisted those organizing the criminal Channel crossings are in fact Iranians settled in Britain, who are not violent, and citing a source who claimed the boats were first organized to help fellow Iranians, with efforts made to procure seaworthy inflatable dinghies, engines and life jackets. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.